Peace and blessings. Welcome back to Let's Be Honest. This is your girl Ropani. I'm back with more interview questions. I have a surprise guest for you guys today. Do you want to go ahead and introduce yourself?
My name is Ali Ali. What's it called? I'm based out in Utah, Salt Lake City, Utah. I'm a owner of a credit repair business, and yeah. Anything else?
No, that's perfect. Thanks so much. Welcome. How's your day going?
It's going well. It's going well. How are you?
I'm doing awesome. Thank you. I'm actually from Salt.
I don't know what happened there. I'm so sorry.
You're good.
I just sent it called the internet instead of out of Snapchat. So I think it'll change it up a little bit.
Okay, no worries. As I was saying, I'm actually from Salt Lake City.
Oh, really? Oh, that's
Yeah.
cool. What
How long
part
have
of
you lived there?
Salt Lake? I think like maybe 8 years.
8 years, really?
Yeah.
Wow. Yeah, I grew up in Rose Park.
Oh, that's crazy. Same spot too.
Yeah, you're familiar with that area?
Yep, I lived over there for about 4 years.
Wow, that's so crazy. Yeah, I moved out. I left Utah like 2018. So 2017, 2018, around there.
Oh, really? Where are you at now?
New York.
New York? Okay, shit. That's the same spot I'm trying to go to, you know. I'm trying to move out of Utah myself and go to New York.
Come through. There's plenty of room for you here.
Oh, man, I bet. Well, there ain't plenty of room, man. They're trying to get people out over there.
Well, I mean, it's both.
Yeah, it's true. It's true. I heard you guys have a diversity of people over there.
Oh yeah, it's just everything is constantly changing over here too, so we have to just adjust to it.
How is it like, I guess, in the neighborhoods and stuff like that? Because I heard you guys don't have a lot of, like, I guess, homes and stuff like that in downtown. It's just more like condos and studios and stuff like that. Is that correct?
Yeah, mostly like it's all buildings, so like condos, apartments, like townhomes, and like it's bit I don't know if you've seen like pictures of New York, like mostly in the city, like downtown, it's all buildings. There's no like houses or homes or things like that, so you have to like go further out of the city to see those.
Yeah, I only been to New York probably one time, probably back in 2003, and that was just like when I was a child, so I don't really remember much.
Oh wow, 2003, that's been a minute. Yeah, you definitely need to come back.
Yeah, for real. That's what I've been planning.
Ellie. Well, we'll go ahead and get started here. I don't want to take a lot of your time, but these questions are like basically life questions. There's no timer on it, so you're not being rushed to answer these questions. Answer them as honestly as you can, or if you don't feel comfortable, you're more than welcome to skip them. But feel free, take your time and we'll just have like an open conversation.
All
Okay.
right.
Okay, cool. So my first question is, first of all, how old are you, if you don't mind me asking?
22 years old.
22. Okay, awesome. What do you wish you had known 10 years ago?
What I wish I'd known 10 years ago, probably communication. Had a better communication skills with other people. Like now that I'm a little older and stuff like that, I noticed like if you don't really know how to communicate with others, it's gonna be harder for you to achieve what you're trying to do.
Yeah, you're absolutely right. So was that something you had to work on and develop, or
Correct,
was
correct. Yeah, I just had when I was a child, I just never really had much people like around me and family and stuff to really associate with me, just to, I guess, with culture wise, or basically, going to school and stuff, because I was just, was a child and I just moved to the U.S. just, you know, barely knowing nobody. So that switch of language was basically a barrier for me.
Okay, yeah, definitely understand. I see what you mean by that. You know, language barrier was hard for me as well, but communication, you're absolutely right. It is something that us as humans need to incorporate into our daily lives as well. What advice would you give someone wanting to pursue a career similar to yours?
Just really invest in yourself, you know, really believe in yourself, because there's going to be people in your way that, you know, don't see the same vision you see, you know, because there's family, there's, you know, friends and stuff like that, they're always going to be there, but they don't see what you see in, you know, what you can achieve, because they see you as, you know, a child, the same person. That's how they still view it, like view you as. It'll be, you know, and for them to view you as, you know, being a different person is harder for them, you know, kind of to believe. So I just, you know, really just say, you know, just believe in yourself and just, you know, keep investing. Because all, you know, if you don't invest in yourself, you know, nobody else is going to do that for you.
Beautifully said. You said you do credit repairing. Like, is that something that you saw yourself doing, or did it just, you know, happen along the way and you saw it as an opportunity to, you know, pursue?
Well, it just kind of like fell in my lap, really, because I always wanted to figure out, you know, how I can help other people and assist other people, but I really didn't know, because of that language barrier, what I should do and stuff like that. And, you know, I always knew that credit was one of the most, I guess, important thing in the U.S., but I never knew, like, how important it was until, you know, I had, like, I actually, you know, had to, you know, go purchase a car, and I was, you know, paying $450 just for a used car that, you know, somebody with good credit would have paid $150 a month, you know. And, you know, that stopped me from, you know, getting credit cards, getting approved for, you know, getting apartments and stuff like that. So I just, you know, started, I guess, researching, you know, more credit, I guess, advices and stuff like that too. And then somehow I just wanted to assist other people. I, you know, fixed my credit and then just wanted to assist other people. Because of, I know credit is a big thing, especially in our community, is a lot of people don't understand what it can do for them and what it can achieve for them, you know, because we're never really taught in, I guess, school, or, you know, passed down through, you know, family and stuff like that.
Exactly. That's really awesome that you really got into that, because, and especially at a really young age, a lot of people in their late 20s or early 30s are still struggling repairing their credit because of a lot of mistakes that they did while they were younger, or they never got that financial education growing up as well. So who has been the most important person in your life?
Well, I could say, you know, just my family and just my mother and stuff, we can say. Just always boost me to, you know, do better for myself and put me in an uncomfortable position. So when I do end up in those uncomfortable positions, that I can, you know, I'm not, you know, I guess, uncomfortable. You know, I can handle it head on instead of, you know, feeling like I need to leave the room because I feel, you know, awkward about the position or situation I'm in.
Yeah, makes sense. So would you say your mother has been the biggest influence in your life as well, or would that be a different person?
Well, biggest influence in my life will be kind of a different person that, basically, you know, took me by the wings and just showed me how to actually maneuver through, I guess, you know, the industry I'm in right now.
Okay. What are the most important lessons you've learned in life so far?
Most important lesson I learned is probably, we could say, guess just, you know, being honest with people, you know, being open to people and understanding what other people are going through in their daily lives as well.
Definitely, yeah. Honesty, it is a very big thing in our life as well as our society currently, because everybody is afraid of the truth, and the truth will always set you free. And if people are hiding behind shadows and not being honest with each other, there's no way we're moving forward in life.
That is correct.
What is your favorite memory? If there's a story you want to share.
Oh no, I didn't really think about that one. favorite memory. Well, there's a time, I guess we could say, well, my family out to Texas and everything like that. And it was a road trip. Just all over there, just drove from Salt Lake all the way to Texas. And just, you know, going through there, just understanding each other, just, you know, through our way, because this is about 16, 18 hours or something like that.
Oh, damn.
But yeah, just, you know, viewing, going through the different states and just seeing everything and just, you know, stopping by, you know, having dinner everywhere and stuff. Just one of my favorite memories I had, you know, so far, I guess we could say.
That's beautiful. Road trips are my favorite, especially when you're in the car full of favorite family or your friends, and you guys are just sharing memories or, you know, conversations and things like that. Those are always, you know, undefeated, because those are just so raw. Yeah. So you drove through this different states. Which one was your favorite?
We could say New Mexico. You know, kind of surprises me a little bit.
Yeah, I've never been. Like, yeah. Draw a picture for me in my head. Like, how is it?
Yeah, it was just driving through it, you know, I didn't, you know, really expect it to be New Mexico, you know, like, it was just, I don't really know how to explain it, you know, it was just something like I kind of liked, you know, the bright colors, you know. Just the homes and people, it was just different. I don't know, like, something I've never seen. Because I've been in Utah and Idaho my whole life, most of the time.
Okay, so it was just something new and different that you liked. Okay, definitely makes sense. What does your future hold?
My future hold? Well, to be honest, I'm just like, I guess we could say, just living through it, you know. I don't really know what my future holds and stuff.
You're just experiencing life.
Yeah, just, you know, living through it, seeing, you know, what's going on. That's all. Yeah. Really,
all right, that's a good answer. That's a great answer. If you could interview anyone from your life, living or dead, but not a celebrity, who would it be and why?
A guy named Vance Dodson. I would like to interview him because he's one of my influencers, I guess we could say, because, and I don't know, it, to other people, you know, it's like, they don't, it's him in the credit repair business is like pretty big, because he's learned, you know, everything from the, you know, from scratch and everything like that, you know, from doing credit repair, going into the courtroom, you know, without being an attorney and just handling cases for consumers like that, you know, for credit repair, we can say per se. And that, you know, inspired me to do, you know, be in the position I am to, you know, help consumers as well and help them in the courtroom as well and get them paid for damages and stuff like that.
Okay. That's awesome. I don't really know much about them, but I'd love to learn more about them, especially, you know, for the credit repairs, everybody needs to study at least a thing or two about fixing their credits.
Oh, yeah.
So another question is for your, this is like a prediction, but like for your great great grandchildren, is there any wisdom you'd want to pass on to them?
My wisdom is, don't fuck up my money. That's all. That's all.
You're working hard for it right now.
Yep, that's all really. It's for me to pass down, generation wealth, I
Yeah.
want them to do something at least with it, not just, mess, I want them to achieve what they
Yeah.
want to do in life, but that's all I gotta say to them, you know?
I love that. So where did you grow up?
So I was originally born in Kenya, but I grew up in, we can say per se, Utah, Salt Lake City, Utah. Yeah, we can say that.
Okay. All right, nice. I lived a little bit in Nairobi before I moved to the States. Yeah. Who were your favorite relatives?
To be honest, I don't, since I've been in, like, I guess in Salt Lake City, haven't seen a lot of relatives. I can just say my cousin is, because he's always just been there. Yeah,
Okay.
I don't see much family, I can say, because I'm not a, I can't say I'm not a family person. It's just our parents never really brought us around family like that, So,
Okay.
yeah.
Are they mostly in Kenya, or are there some in the States that you just don't know about?
There's a lot in the state I just don't know about, It's my parents, I don't know, they just never really took us, place other people and stuff like that. We were always kept a secret, we could say.
Okay, that makes sense. They probably have their own reasons.
Yeah.
Yeah. Do you know how your grandma and your grandpa met?
Actually, met only my grandpa. I'm not really sure. I never met my grandma, but he's, yeah, I don't know. What was the
No.
question again? I didn't hear you.
How did your grandma and your grandpa meet?
Oh, how they met? Well, to be honest, I really never met my grandma. Yeah, just only my grandpa, so I'm not really sure.
Yeah. Okay. Yeah, so recently I've been told to just sit down and chit chat with my grandparents 'cause that wisdom they hold.
Correct.
Yeah, it'd be nice to just, sit one day and just share,
Correct.
have them share their wisdom and their memories and everything they know about life,
That is true because they hold most of the wisdom,
Definitely. Do you have a childhood nickname?
not really. Not
No.
really.
No. Okay. What did you think your life would be like when you were older?
Oh, a lot different.
How so?
I thought I would have been in the movies, I thought I would have been like big cat like Cat Williams,
Word, really?
Yeah,
Are
but
you a comedian like that?
I am the comedian like that, but I just always had, that one touch to just, make people smile. But yeah, I don't know.
Probably still make it happen.
I could, I still could.
Yeah, definitely. Did you enjoy school when you were gone?
When I was gone or when I was there?
When you were there, or if you're still going to school, did you enjoy it?
Nah, to be honest, I didn't really like school. It was like I wasn't a bad student, like I had all like B's and C's and stuff, but I didn't like sitting down having somebody, teach me how to do something all day for about 5, 6 hours. And the concept of school for me was just I didn't really like going to it.
It makes sense. You're more of a creator. You like doing stuff instead of being just like read to or talked to or like just sitting in a classroom. Just like, I know what you mean exactly.
Yeah,
Definitely.
I I don't like, I guess, being just there. Because I feel like the concept of, like, we can, like, school is just there to put us because of, you know, parents going to work and then us learning, you know, putting us in school to learn, I guess, education with other people that are around us and stuff like that. But I feel like we're just more trained on just, like, I guess, going to school again and then getting the job. And then after getting the job, just paying debt. That's how I kind of view that instead of, like, oh, hey, you know, school's actually really, like, I don't have no hate towards, you know, people that are going to school to, you know, do what they need to do. But for me, it's just, like, I felt like it was kind of wasting my time while I was there. Because I could have done much more with my time and energy and just things I could have learned for myself, because YouTube is there, teaches you a lot more.
Exactly. And school is mostly just like a copy and paste. And very much. And it's just teaching us to be employees, not entrepreneurs. So, yeah, no hate, no shade to anybody going in school, but, like, I agree with you 100%.
Correct.
So who has been the kindest to you in your life? It could be family, friends, stranger. Do you remember that one person that has been the kindest to you?
Well, it's probably, I met, like, a random stranger one time, I guess we can say, and I lost my, like, wallet and everything like that. And just, like, it was my wallet, but I had my phone, but my phone died, and I was trying to get home, and he just basically, you know, I asked him, hey, can I use your phone, because my phone was dead, you know, because I've been asking around with other people, and nobody, you know, I guess, gave me their phone and, like, used it. Everybody had their phone, but they're like, oh, no, maybe, oh, my phone's dead, you know, per se, but that one person, you know, just let me use their phone, and then from there, I got a called myself a lift down, and from there I just, you know, I guess by him, you know, blessing me, you know, I got to bless him, because he didn't have to give me his phone, you know, to use it, but he let me use it and everything like that. Plus on top of that, I don't know what his story was. He didn't look like he had, you know, much going, so by him, you know, giving me that, you know, trusting me with that, just, you know, made me view things a little different with other people, because I, like, for me, because I was like, hey, look, you know, I just literally just need to use your phone to, you know, call a ride. I don't care about, you know, I'm not going to run off with your phone. I'm not going to do anything. I just really need a ride, you know, to just be like, okay, look, you know, here, you know, really, I guess, you know, gave me a spark and was like, hey, man, not everyone is against you, we could say.
Yeah, most definitely. That was really sweet. I like, you know, kind people. You know, kindness makes the world go around. So, you know, he helps you, you were able to help him, and then, you know, it's a whole cycle. So I really love that.
Yeah.
So what are you proud of in your life so far?
What I'm proud of is how I don't really brag about it too much, but I guess we could say how I got into, basically get into the courtroom and, you know, going against other attorneys, you know, stuff like that. That's what I'm really proud of, because I'm not an attorney, but, you know, I handle cases just like the attorney, you know, and it's always something I always wanted to do when I was younger, but I thought, you know, you had to be, I guess, a genius to do it, but I found my way into it.
So
I kind of found that a little, you know, proud. I'm proud of myself because of that, you know. No one else sees it, but I see it, you know.
Yeah, that's really awesome. It's really cool that you're doing that. And at your age, that's really amazing. Congrats.
Oh, thank you.
You're welcome. So how would you describe yourself?
Well, I don't know. Never really think about that too much. I have other people, you know, describe that for me, you know? I guess in this whole conversation we had for at least 15 minutes, what do you describe me as?
You're very ambitious, first of all. And you sound like you think outside the box a lot. And when you know you want something, like you have a vision for something, you always go for it. So that's so far what I'm getting from you. And you're very open to talking and sharing your thoughts and ideas.
Well, see, you already wrapped me in the box already. God damn it, man. See, next time I gotta act fake and act like you know who I'm not. No, I'm just like yeah, that's basically just describes, you know, who I am. I'm not like a guy that just like shy away from everything, you know. I'll tell you everything straight up because there's nothing really to hide that, you know, other people can't really figure out, you know, by just talking.
Yeah. Okay, that's amazing. Yeah, your personality sounds really awesome. And yeah, overall, I mean, I don't know you that well, but like overall, what you're putting out on the table is very honest and open. So,
Try to be.
that's all we could do is try. So how would you describe yourself as a child?
As a child, I could say I was always a rebel.
Or like, how was your childhood like?
My childhood life, well, to be honest, I kind of don't even really remember too much. You know, it was just, you know.
Yeah.
It's just, I don't know. I really don't know. I wasn't really like, I was a quiet child, you know. I didn't want to, I guess. I was just really shy with people and stuff like that. I didn't really like to talk much because I always thought everybody was just against me. So,
Yeah.
yeah.
Okay. All right. Well, Ali, I really appreciate you sharing everything with me and answering all of my questions. Was there anything else you'd like the listeners to know about you or that you want to share, or if they could follow you anywhere, or any advice that you want to give out?
Yeah. Well, one advice I'll give out is, you know, like I was saying earlier, just invest in yourself really to achieve, you know, your dreams of what you want to do in life. Because at the end of the day, everything is possible. If you, I guess your per se is you want to make more money, you know, figure out a way to make more money. Your per se is, you know, you want to help people, figure out how, you know, a way to, you know, really help people. But you know, if any listeners are, you know, listening right now that, you know, need assistance with, you know, with their credit or have any, you know, any debt collectors violating, you know, the FDCPA law, you know, you can always follow me on, I guess Instagram. It's future stars underscore credit repair, and then I think my Facebook is like, Future Stars Credit Repair or Ollie Ollie, something like that. I don't really know my, you know, social media like that, but y'all can find me. I'm nowhere, not I'm not where I'm not hiding, so y'all can find me.
Okay, awesome. You said that Instagram was feature stars underscore
Yeah, underscore credit repair.
credit repair.
Yeah.
Okay, awesome. Well, I definitely appreciate you once again for hopping on to this interview and, us getting to know you more and us, learning about credit repairs as well as your background and what the future holds for you and everything and your thoughts. Once again, appreciate you. Guys, don't forget my Instagram is Let's Be Honest. And don't forget to listen everywhere on all platforms, Spotify, Apple, Google, Anchor as well. And don't forget to follow Ali on Instagram at FutureStars underscore credit repairs for you guys' credit solutions, credit repairs, everything. I'm sorry, I don't know much about it, but I'm sure he can help you out with that as well. Any last words you want to give out?
Thank you for having me on. Really appreciate for reaching out and having me on here. You know, I wasn't expecting it, but it was nice speaking with you. Really appreciate everything you've done.
Of course, opportunities come unexpectedly.
That is true.
Yeah, definitely. But guys, don't forget to like, subscribe, share with everybody that you know, as well as subscribe to my channel as well. Appreciate you guys. Thank you so much. Have a blessed day, blessed night, blessed life. I'll talk to you soon, Ali. Okay, thank you.
Bye-bye.
All right, bye-bye.